Drake has Samuel L. Jackson and Jennifer Lawrence's numbers stored in her phone. And yet, she calls us. It's Gray Drake on Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're going to talk about Cowboys in here in just a minute, but first, back into your bedroom again this weekend, Gray. We want to know what you're sleeping in. We were talking about whether you sleep in socks or not. How about you?
Oh, sweet Mother Mary, no.
Yeah, yeah, no. They strangle.
Right, they suffocate the foot.
I have like a real thing with bed clothes that I think that I'm inherently just like a toddler, and everything that I wear just ends up like around my neck, like sucking the air out of me. Yeah.
I agree. Right. My shirts ride up, everything. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
I hate it. And so I definitely can't wear socks because my feet are key to keeping the temperature balance correct. And they're like people that say you have trouble sleeping, that they have trouble sleeping, they've been told to put socks on because warming the body up apparently like gets you closer to bed, I think. But I think whatever the heck it is that I'm talking about is just
full.
Yeah.
Well, it came from a doctor on TikTok.
Hang on. You're about to get actualied here, Gray. So go ahead.
Dr. Slash on TikTok.
Doctor
told me
total baloney. How about that one?
What?
You're listening to Dr. Slash on
TikTok.
Dr. Slash. All right, you're going to go into Dr. Slash to get looked at.
Good luck to you.
All right, here we go. Here's a clip from Cowboys.
So he came by last night, and what happened?
You know, every minute you're here, they're getting farther away. I don't know what we're doing.
Well, what we're doing is we're getting a better idea of the whole picture, which is very important.
Well, the whole picture is this. He took my kid. I don't know how else to spell it out for you. He kidnapped my child.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of is the picture to me.
Yeah, and I'm real frustrated at that, too. Get to looking.
Right.
Oh, God, all these cops just asking all their stupid questions. Hit the road.
Details and whereabouts. Get on your horse. Find my kid.
Get on your horse.
Speaking of which, just by the way, I was driving down Melrose Avenue the other day, and I saw a cop on a horse, and I almost hit the brakes and, like, tried to wake myself up. I lived here a long old time. I had never seen a horse cop in the middle of the city. Yeah, it was really disconcerting, and I was like, what's next? Am I just going to see, like, you know, what am I going to enjoy a carb? Is that what's going to happen next?
I don't know, but if I had never seen a cop on a horse in my city and then I did, I would immediately go to Andrew Lincoln and The Walking Dead.
No. Carbs don't seem so scary anymore, huh, Gray?
Honestly, I feel like we're probably a few months past Walking Dead stage here, but okay. So there is a horse in Cowboys, in fact, and it is a stolen one. So in the film, Steve Zahn, that you know from a million movies, my favorite one being Out of Sight. He's also appeared on tons of TV shows like Modern Family. He's playing a dad that really, really loves his daughter. And unfortunately, he also gets in trouble pretty easy. And he is now an ex-con. But he knows that his daughter needs him because although she was born Josephine, she is older now. And she's told him that he is actually Joe, okay? So Steve Zahn in the movie has learned that his child is trans, and nobody really understands him, especially not his mother, played by Jillian Bell, and that we know from, like, Workaholics and a million hilarious movies because she's a treasure.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve Zahn concocts this plan that he and Joe are going to go into the Montana wilderness, and they are going to steal his friend's horse, and they are going to escape to Canada. And so what you heard in that clip is Jillian Bell, and she is very upset that no one's looking for Joe yet. And the movie is like Nomadland, filled with gorgeous scenery. Montana is absolutely unbelievably gorgeous in the film, and so there's a lot to learn from in this movie. So you should definitely check it out if you enjoy movies where characters are dealing with sort of a very timely issue, right? Like a lot of society, a lot of social things, and for anyone that loves the story about what it's like to have a parent who truly accepts you for who you are.
All right. Gray Drake joins us every week to talk about the movies. And, of course, you can always, though, get Gray anytime you want her. She has her own YouTube channel. Look for The Gray Area on YouTube. And Gray is spelled G-R-A-E. You have a great weekend, Gray. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Stay warm and safe.
We shall. You too. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Iowa Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. Star 102.5.